And here comes Jesus, and he said, have you caught anything? And they said, no. They said, cast your net out. Launch into the deep and cast your net out, and you'll find. Well, Master, we've toiled all night and caught nothing. He said, nevertheless, at thy word, that's what I'm going to do. And when he caught the great multitude of fish, this is what he did. He came to the shore, and he said, depart from me, for I am a wicked man. I am a wicked man. I do not deserve this. But the Lord told him, watch, let me read this to you, Mark 5 and 8. And when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' feet, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. He was so astonished and so fearful that the Lord told him, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. Now, you would think he was converted there, right? I mean, he left the boat, he left the ship, he left his father, and he left his mother. It looks like he's converted, but he's not. He's not converted to a fisherman of men at this time. If you ever fail, and you will, and you have, I want to tell you, you will only be converted because you failed. You didn't understand that. I said, you will only be converted because you failed. Because if you don't fail, what are you converted from? And so, I will tell you, there's the changes forever in my life that has forever changed me was only occurred when I failed. Because if I hadn't failed, I'd have kept doing it. I'd have kept on. Briefly tell y'all, I know this may not sound like the most wicked sin in the world, but that's all I'm going to share with you, okay? I remember I used to hunt ducks and shoot them so late you couldn't see them and kill so many of them, it was unreal. And one night, evening, almost night, a friend of mine and I go back into a pond way back in the woods. Y'all got time for this? Went way, way back in the woods. See, when we get new people, I get to tell these old stories all over again, and y'all just laugh like you never heard them. And we went way back in the woods in his Jeep, and we went, walked back to the back of this pond, and boy, those wood ducks and mallards were coming in, and I was a boom, boom, booming them. And I said, look, you go out first through this briar patch, because there's only one way out. You go out first, I'll keep the ducks. And you turn the Jeep around, and when you turn it around, I'll jump in and we'll head out. He said, okay. So I sent my buddy out first. And when he got out there, the lights came on everywhere. Oh, my God. They were, I'm game warden, so you know, let me see your gun, let me see your license and all this. And I heard him saying, who's with you? And he said, who? What you talking about? Thank God he was a good liar. And so I took those ducks and I looked around with what daylight was left and I saw an armadillo hole. Thank God for the armadillo hole. I'm telling you, I was like a squirrel hiding. And so I just sat there and waited, and I waited. And I told him, I said, now if they check you, you leave me. I'll get home somehow. Wasn't about 10 miles, but I'll get home somehow. He said, okay. And I heard that Jeep crank up. And he drove off. Like I said, there's not but one way out. So I waited and I waited. And after a while, I heard them coming to me. I heard the footsteps in the water. And I was on that little levee in that brush pile. And they had to go around them briar patches. When they went around the briar patches, this little boy took off. And I ran, and here they come. I was running, and they was behind me. And I thank God they just clear cut this field. But they left one big old pine tree out there. For whatever reason, the Lord said, leave one. And so I'm telling you, he takes care of you even in your mistakes. And I was running with what starlight there was, falling and getting up over all the other trees they had cut down. But when I got to that pine tree, I stood just like this. And thank God it was wider than me. And they went on two sides of me and ran on. And I waited till they had gone. And I thought, well, Lord, now maybe I can go. So I got up, and I finally found the road. And when I found the road, it's so dark. I was doing like this, trying, and And when I looked, all of a sudden I saw the image of a Jeep come, and it stopped right there, from me to you, right there. It stopped. I thought, they got me. I just fell down in a ditch like this. They need a stretcher to get me, you know. I was just laying in that ditch like this, looking up. And that guy, the game warden, got out, and he got on his car, on his Jeep, and looked over the top with binoculars. You know, those ones that could see at night. But he was looking right over me. And I was right under him. He was looking like that. And so he went on down the road, and I took them waders off, and I was in my bare feet, and I got tender feet, but it wasn't that night. I was running. And then I saw a car coming. So I jumped back in the ditch, went back to my posture. And a little truck came by, and he had a boat on the back. A little boat flipped upside down. Well, little did I know, and I found out later, my buddy had lied to him and said, that wasn't nobody with me. There was a guy back in the back in a boat. And he was the one shooting the ducks. It wasn't him. Poor guy, I don't know who he was. But when he got to where those game wardens was, them lights came on again. And they got him out of that truck, and I'm like, oh my God. I was like this, and they were checking him. And he's like, no, I could hear him. No, man, I just got here, you know. And he had told a lie that came true. And I began to say, Lord, if I ever, I'm talking about forever changed. I said, this ain't worth it. Ducks, no ducks. And then here come another car. And I looked, and it was the boy that dropped me off. He'd been all the way to Kinder from way north LeBlanc and got his mama's car. Come back to pick me up, bless his heart. But I didn't want to get in because he was going to head right where those game wardens were. So I waited till he turned around. Even though I was scared, I was smart. And when he turned around, I got me a pine knot. And when he came by, I went, and I hit that door of that car. I'd probably got a big old dent like that, but I didn't care. And so anyway, he stopped. And his sister was with him to make it look, you know, like it was just a couple. I climbed in that car. I said, drive. And we drove over cattle guards 90 miles an hour. And I made it home. And I told the Lord, forever changed. I hadn't shot a duck after hours since that day. Truth, fact, with my hand up, the next week, the game warden told the guy he checked, I'm going to catch that baggy boy. He knew it was me back there. And I said, tell him he'll never catch me alive. Because I won't ever do that again. Now, that's funny, but it changed me. And I told you about the time I played and the music, the time where I shouldn't have been playing. That changed me. It forever changed me. See, I had the Holy Ghost back then. Might not have been living quite right, but I had. I'm talking about there's things in your life, and you. I'm not asking you to share them with me tonight, but there's things in your life that maybe even you're still doing, but I'm here to tell you there's a God that says, I'll change you one way or another. I'm so loving and I'm so caring that I want you to be saved, that I'm going one way or another, I'm going to change you. Hallelujah. And so he changes us through our failures. And so we see Peter, a failure, out on this boat, fishing and trying to go on with his life, trying to forget the past and trying to forget he called him to had the keys of the kingdom, whatsoever you bind or what. I don't remember all that stuff he said. I don't want to talk about it. Let's just go fishing. Trying to forget it. And he hears a voice on the side of the shore that says, children. Woo, just to know he calls you children, let him know he's correcting you. Have you any meat? And they said, no. John said, it is the Lord. And when he said, it is the Lord, Peter said, where's my coat? It was the chicken last time. It's the coat this time. For he was naked and he cast himself into the sea. For he was unclothed. But what I like about Jesus, he's into restoration. He's into restoring you, but he wants you to change. So they catch so many, the Bible says that the net, 153, it tells us how many they caught, 153. And Peter was the last one to shore because he got in the water and drug them in. And the Lord said, bring me of your fish. Sister, they brought them old slimy, flipping, flopping fish. Dirty, nasty, out of the sea. Still got guts and blood and all that kind of stuff. He said, you see this? Do you see that? And they looked, and he had clean fish, cooked fish, on the fire fish, ready to eat, forever changed. No more this. This is what you need to be. You'll go through the fire too. The fire changed the fish. They cleaned them up so they could be consumed. And so when the Lord showed him that, after they had dined, he said, by the way, I was just wondering, do you still love me? Did your faith fail? Even though you failed, did your faith fail? I'm not caring that you failed. I'm not caring that you lied. I'm not caring that you had bad thoughts. I'm not caring that you did some things you shouldn't do. What I want to know is, did your faith fail? And he said, Lord, thou knowest I still love you. I still love you. He said, well, if you love me, let's go back to what I called you for in the first place. Let's go back to the beginning, the first time I called you. I said, you're going to be fishers of men. Feed my sheep. Three times, as they come tonight, three times he said, do you love me? Peter got so aggravated, he said, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. That's what I was waiting to hear. I was waiting to hear you get riled up about it. Waiting to hear you be forced. Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. See, it just got him involved with it. Then feed my lambs. The Lord wants you to take charge of what he's called you to do. I don't want to just preach without compassion. I don't want to just be a preacher. I want to put everything I've... Lord, you know I'll do what you asked me to do. Lord, you want me to... Brother, you hand out them CDs. You just kind of like... You want one of these CDs? No, sir. You tell me story after story. I wish we had time to tell how many he goes up to and says, do you like preaching? Oh, yes, sir. I want you to listen to this. I can't tell you how many times he said they grab him and hug him and preach. They hadn't even listened to him yet. You just don't know what this means to me. You do it with passion. Whatsoever you do, he said, do it with all your might. For he that put his hand in the plow and turned back is not worthy of the kingdom of God. So whatever we do, my brothers and sisters, if you're going to sing, sing with all your might. Hallelujah. If you're going to teach, teach with all your might. When you teach with all your might. Whatever you do in Sunday school, do it with all your might. Amen. Hallelujah. God wants you to do it. Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. That's what I've been waiting for. Amen. And he was... forever changed. Didn't have the Holy Ghost yet. But he was a changed man. Woo! And then on the day of Pentecost, when he got the Holy Ghost, you know, that same man that said to a little damsel, I don't know him, says to all these big shots that are there at the meeting, men and brethren, let me freely speak. This same Jesus, which you crucified, he's made both Lord and Christ. David is both dead and his sepulchre is with us today. But this one, his bones are gone. Hallelujah. And he now sits on the throne. And when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts. Lord, you got to be passionate about this thing to win people. You got to be passionate about it. Whew. I don't know, maybe tonight you don't have anything that needs to be changed and I'm not perfect. I'm telling you, God's still working on me. But I'm here to tell you, don't despise your day of failure. What would have happened if Peter would have never failed? It was through his failure he realized, I'm really not changed. I told him I was. I've taught you before. Being convinced and being converted is two different things. Because on that day he was convinced, I'll be with you all the way to the grave. But he wasn't converted. Once you're converted, you are forever changed. Hallelujah. So never despise your failures, because through your failures, you will change into being the one that Christ wants you to be. Would you stand with me tonight? Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that you loved us enough to change us. Hallelujah.
Giving you glory,
Lord, I'm giving you.